JB and Billy have done the Harold Holt.
And now we can't find them.
Where do I wake up?
Where do I wake up?
So we're giving you the very best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
That's the gold you don't get anywhere else.
This is the Rush Hour Reheated.
Jimmy boy, I suggest you listen up very, very closely to the show today because we're showcasing my finest work.
I have it on good authority that we're replaying your worst joke ever. Plus, we go to the family with our favourite topic, and next, several examples of fat at his worst with the idiot file. This thing we're about to play, you only hear on this station and you only hear on this show, and it's called the idiot file, and it's called that for a reason. Bill tries to speak, which is pretty important when you're a radio announcer.
Yeah, that'd help. It would help.
He gets it very wrong often, and we put them all together courtesy of Maddie, and then you enjoy six or seven of the very best minutes. Hit it, please, rabbits. Good luck to you. But
any other mates you want to shout out? You got someone else over in Canabra or rabbits. Somewhere?
Canabra.
Canabra. What's that?
Some joint over people. In WA.
Stop him from talking.
Have a great weekend. Happy Anzac Day to everyone. Get the listening to Triple M 5:30 tomorrow morning.
And surely the AFL ain't far behind, surely.
Well, they're talking about these pods now, aren't they?
They are.
What?
Pods or what are they called?
Not pods.
Podcasts. No. They, to cross
if they're
the bridge.
Not pods, what are they called, please, Bill?
They're called pods.
No, they're not. There's another name for them. What is it?
They're called little get-togethers. Where they all sit around.
No, there's a specific name for them.
Well, I can't think at the minute.
It starts with H.
Hey, hubs.
Yes.
Hubs, fat, you idiot.
You idiot, not pods. Which are the same thing. And was told by a Fremantle staff member that a player had bought her a 2020 membership, Jim.
How good is that?
Oh, I love these stories. You know who it is, Jim?
Who?
Sam. Young bloke Sam there, the place for the Dockers, Jim.
Yeah, what's his name?
Switzkowski.
Oh!
It's Switzkowski.
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 Switzkowski, yes.
Well, at least caught my eye, Jimmy boy. Sam Switzkowski.
Switzkowski.
Same thing. And by the way, have you converted to the COVID-19 safe app work?
No.
What was that sentence?
It's a COVID safe app work. And the government are asking us to do it, so I think we should do it. I think people get skeptical. Well, that's easy.
Go on.
Yep. We'll get the app. You just go to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it on air. I'm going to do it right now on air, Jim.
This is good radio.
Hang on. You go to the app and ask for search for COVID-19 or COVID safe.
Yeah.
And yep. Hang on, we'll cut this.
This is absolutely riveting radio.
I think they're self-interest, self-indulgent, prejudiced, narrow-minded. They're mean. They're egotistic. Oh, they're self-centered, narcissistic, greedy, hoggish.
Narcissistic.
Narcissistic.
Marcus Labuschagne.
Mm. Yes. Marnus, even.
Yep.
Marnus. A young man walks into the pharmacist, Jim.
What?
The chemist.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
The pharmacy. Because I want to ask you about your wedding and the bridal
Bill.
Party. Because, Jim,
we got a little.
It's a kleptic group. And this one caught me. It's a beauty because the bloke they nabbed was wanted on a warrant, Jim.
Out at the magnificent Mercedes-Benz Berwick. I don't know, onion sorting out.
How long from the Westgate to Berwick Mercedes-Benz?
Berwick. Is that what you mean? During that interview with Heath Shaw, Bill said, hell for what? Have we got it there, rabbits?
Yes, we do.
What did I say? And motivation, you used to, well, when you were training, you were up at 6:30 and hell for leather. How are you going now?
No, that's true.
Lunch and play times are going to be staggered. This is for the kids' schooling, by the way. And no camps, no excursions, or no sports.
Excursions.
Ooh. Excursions.
Jeez. No sport.
Did you have a good excursion when you...
Excursion.
We didn't have them. We had excursions. Also, a big memo's come out. or a memo even.
Oh, my God.
Shane Warne, top 50 wickets they had, Jim. So they just top 50. So they showed it, a replay, then went to number 48, 47. Guess who was in there a lot?
Who?
Daryl Cunningham, whatever his name is. He was in there five times, poor old Daryl.
Cunningham, even.
Cunningham, whatever he is. Ah, oh, some gold there. Bill. I can't believe I just do that.
No, mean we can't
do all that stuff.
We've done it for 11 years. How do you not believe it?
We can't either. And we've been put up in front of that tribunal a couple of times.
And
what's
we're
that,
still
Raj,
on here.
When people complain, where does it go?
Is it ACMA?
ACMA. We've been put up in front of people who have complained said, I actually listened to this crap.
It wasn't when you tried to do ads for businesses and you ruined them.
Yeah, we did.
Time to do this.
So the bloke driving what looks to be a fairly new BMW convertible. Rubbish bins in the back seat.
There's an old bloke up there that dresses as a wizard.
23 motorcycle posties all in a row.
I saw a guy rollerblading down the street, being towed by his dog.
There we go, Jim. What have you seen unusual?
Hey, Bill, I'll tell you what I've seen unusual in the last month.
What?
Not a car between Geelong and Melbourne.
Oh, no. Well, it has
not
changed.
Not anymore. The last couple of days it's changed, but... About a couple of weeks ago, Bill, I've never seen anything like it.
It was a great drive up for the last few weeks.
Good.
Oh, there's just no one on the roads. It's been very good.
Man.
But have noticed the last couple of days, plenty of cars on the road as we go to Matty and Phillip Island. What have you seen unusual, Matthew?
Jimmy and Fat, how are we, boys?
Good.
Beautiful, mate.
So I was driving back from down the street earlier today, and there was a fella walking along the footpath, and he had a lead, like a dog lead, an extra long one, but there was no animal on the end of it.
No.
He was just dragging
a
lead.
It was like, well, it was in front of him. It was like there should have been an animal on it, but there wasn't. It's like he's got this magical lead or an invisible animal. That's, yeah.
Okay, how was it in front of him?
Well, I don't know. That's what's extra
that's
unusual, Billy.
That's the unusual bit, Bill. Unusual.
Yes.
Well, it was like a stiff lead.
Well, yeah, it had a stiffy, yeah.
No. But you couldn't drag it in front of you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Billy.
You couldn't, Matt. You can drag it behind you, but...
Oh, my God.
Explain yourself, Matthew. You can't.
Stay there, please, Matty. Robert's in Epping. Hello, Rob. Rob.
G'day, guys.
Hey, Robbie.
How are you?
Yeah, good. How you go?
Good, mate, good.
What have you been doing?
Mate, last weekend I seen my neighbour, mind you, he's 78 years of age, up on his roof, naked, cleaning the gutters.
Oh, no.
No.
Come on, Bill.
Nothing on at all?
Nothing on except a pair of Dunlop Volleys.
Well, at least he had shoes on.
He had his Dunlop Volleys on, and I was in disbelief.
Oh. At that age, Rob, they tend to hang a bit low too, don't they?
You're not bloody wrong, JB.
You call the missus and tell her to come have a look.
Hang on the line. Tatiana, Bill, is in Melbourne.
Hey, Tatiana.
Hi, yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome to the Rush Hour. First time?
Yeah, first time.
Don't be nervous, Dale. I'll cox you through it.
Oh, my God.
What's happened with you, Tat?
So yesterday on our daily walk, my partner and I saw this guy just sitting on the side of the street in his gym here, covered in pigeons. Covered in pigeons. No breadcrumbs, no nothing. Just they were all over his lap, on his arms, on his head.
Jeez.
And he just sat there, seemed to be telepathically communing with the pigeon.
Oh, like a statue. Which, you know what happens then? Yes, full of pigeon shit.
Thank you, Bill. No, we appreciate that. Hey, Tatiana, I couldn't do that because I don't like birds. I couldn't have birds all over me.
Was a bit weird. I won't lie. He hadn't been trued on yet, but I'm sure it would have happened at some stage.
In my day, Jimmy, used to have birds all over me.
No, you didn't. That's never actually happened. But I'm talking about, you know, if they get trapped in your house. I don't even like them in that environment.
Well,
there's something
like
weird about birds.
Tawny frog mouth.
Oh, no, that very rare Sandringham version, which happened to ensconce itself in my tree.
End the day with a laugh. We've picked out a classic Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Reheated. The best of JB and Billy. Crew Tracker, the app built for Aussie tradies. Head to crewtracker.com for your free trial today.
Fat, something humorous.
Yes. All right, just a short little one, maybe. Mm-hmm. Have we got yes. How much time we got?
Well, however you want.
All right, Jim. What's the wrinkle?
Oh my God!
What's the wrinklest thing on your grandmother?
Have a third go at it.
What's the wrinklest thing?
Have a fourth go at it.
Wrinklest. What's the wrinklest thing? But I need to say,
you can't make this up. No, you need to have a fifth go.
You say wrinklest, right?
No.
Yeah.
This is not me. It's you.
Righto, Jim. We'll start again. We'll cut all that out because luckily we're live.
Right.
What's the wrinkliest?
No.
And it's a good joke, right? Brad, Bill, you say what I'm trying to say when I point to you.
We could do this for another hour.
No,
and it would be side splittingly funny,
right?
But we don't have the time. Bill,
right, ready
you
when
to
I
say
point it.
Right. No, you say it, Bill. It's wrinkliest.
Wrinkliest.
No, wrinkliest.
Right, here we go.
Right, here we go.
Hey, Jim, I got a joke, right?
What's the joke?
Well, what's the wrinkliest thing? I can't say it. Rabs, just say it, will you?
Wrinkliest.
Well, you say it.
What are you clapping for?
Wrinkliest.
No, but
it's
Bill,
not
Bill.
You in it.
Break it down. It's like ice rink. Rink.
Yeah, I know what rink is.
And then liest. Rink liest.
Rink liest. There we go. Righto.
Righto.
Joke. What is the rink liest thing on your grandmother, Jim?
What?
Your grandfather.
What is this? What happened to this show? Like, seriously.
That's not a bad one.
Oh, my God. That joke took 7.5 minutes.
Wrinkliest. That's not our wrinkliest.
Grandfather. What has happened?
What's happened to him?
There's another 5
Stop
minutes
talking
for the idiot
fat.
Oh, there's the idiot pal all in one. Trying to say one word.
This has been the Rush Hour Reheated. JB and Billy are back July 13. Subscribe on the Triple M app and listen wherever you are and whenever you want.